The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Now, there's 150 Ukrainian refugees who've been placed in direct provision, and the AIM2 leader, Pádraig Tobin, has described it as shocking. The state drawing provisions on how it provides services to one group of people over another cements division. So he said, well, Buladeni Mfako is a spokesperson for Massey, the movement of asylum seekers in Ireland, and he joins me now. Buladeni, you're welcome to the show. It's always good to talk to you. Are our direct provision centres a suitable place for Ukrainian refugees?
Good afternoon and thank you for having me. The answer is unequivocally no. The direct provision system is not suitable, not just for Ukrainian people, but for anybody. There is no argument that says that it is okay to put one group of people in direct provision and it is appalling to put Ukrainian refugees in the direct provision system. It's criticized both domestically and internationally for breaches of fundamental human rights and how people are kept in direct provision in shared and congregated and segregated at times living environments where children are institutionalized and grow up in that institutionalization. It's never been appropriate to keep people in the direct provision system for long term. And so to put anybody, whether they are from Ukraine, from Yemen, from Rohingya, from Iraq, or from Syria or Congo, it's simply inappropriate.
Despite that, I mean, it is the placement of Ukrainian refugees that seems to have, you know, angered or shocked people. I mean, what is your assessment of that? That, you know, we seem maybe as a society to be able to turn a blind eye to the issues around direct provision some of the time, not all of the time. And we've covered it here in this show and you and I have spoken before. But we do forget about it. And suddenly when there's Ukrainians there, it's suddenly a scandal.
I find it deeply shocking because it reveals on how we think about compassion for people who've come to Ireland to seek sanctuary, and that we are now starting to grade who we should treat better than another person. If you remember, not so long ago, there was outrage when people found out that Ukrainian people were transferred from hotels to different towns and children taken out of school with no notice, very short notice. Within a matter of hours, children were uprooted from schools that they had enrolled in local towns and were taken to a different town because that's where the hotel accommodation was available for them. And people were outraged by that. But it's been policy of the Irish government to do that through the direct provision system, people being transferred from Tipperary to Donegal with no say on the matter, as if they are livestock, and people are suddenly expressing outrage when it's done to Ukrainians, as if it was okay when it was done to a person from Africa or from the Middle East or from Asia. I think that the response to the Ukrainian refugee situation has been somewhat laudable because in general, we want the state to treat people humanely. We want the state to give people access to documentation that they need in order to start their life. We want people to get supports in order to go and live independently in their community. We want people to be allowed to work so that they can support themselves. We want children to go to school. We want people to be provided with health care. But when the Irish state does all that it possibly can to provide all of that for people because they come from Ukraine and neglects other people who've come from other parts of the world seeking sanctuary, that is absolute racism. It's called institutional racism.
And this institution of direct provision, of course, I mean, the government have promised to end the system of direct provision, which, of course, was a temporary system in the first place. But however, we find ourselves where we are. How is that unwinding of direct provision going from your point of view, Buladeni? Is it happening fast enough?
Not so well at all. I don't even think it's going to be happening by the deadline the government set. You'd remember when Minister Roderick O'Gorman published the white paper to end direct provision with much enthusiasm. They put a date to it and said by December 2024, they'll be closing direct provision centres and rolling out the new asylum reception system that will be more humane and vindicate the rights of people in the direct provision system, they said. But if you look at what is happening now, I mean, hotels. Just try, go on Google now and try to book a hotel to stay in Dublin or in any town, in fact. You will see the cost. That's because the Irish government has used hotels for homeless people, for refugees, and for asylum seekers as a matter of policy. If you remember, direct provision centers were at capacity by the end of 2018. And they started using that as emergency accommodation. And they've called it emergency accommodation for the past 4 years. Mm-hmm. And they've been relying on that. That can't be the state's policy response, housing response to people who are going to. We know the Kathleen Day Advisory Group made this point that we know that people will come to Ireland to seek sanctuary. We don't always have control of how many do come in,
yeah.
Because international law says when a person arrives at your port of entry and seeks protection, you must subject them to due process and assess their asylum claim and provide particular supports that you've committed to providing to those people.
Yeah.
And so you need a long-term plan. You can't constantly be making things up as you go along because you are bound to make mistakes that you are making now and treating one group better than another group in the country.
Bulan, any one of our listeners in total agreement with you, suddenly direct provision is terrible when white Christians have to stay there. Other people have been living in these centres for years. Bulalini Mfako is a spokesperson for MASI, the Movement of Asylum Seekers in Ireland. Bulalini, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.